Talk to me.
Welcome back to the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
And we're finishing up our conversation about using testing and tracking to improve your conversion rates with David Bullock, Managing Director of DavidBullock.com. David, we've got about 5 minutes here and several questions I wanted to ask you, so I'm just going to fire these at you, okay?
Okay.
Now, we talked about tracking, split testing, and multivariate testing. Are there any cautions when using this methodology? Methodology online?
You have to be really careful on what it is you put into it. Again, garbage in, garbage out, and there is a methodology in place to make sure that your inputs actually make sense and you don't enter in contradiction. So there's a caution there.
Now, can our listeners learn about this methodology on your website?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Fantastic. That's DavidBullock.com, and we'll repeat that at the end of the segment here. Does advanced testing work with PPC and SEO traffic, and
Absolutely.
What about offline?
Right. It's been used. I've used it with pay-per-click. My clients and I have used it with SEO traffic, and you can definitely use it offline.
Great, great. Why is innovation so important when looking to get improved conversion rates for an online business?
Well, because most people have websites, and they will always write the same headline, always use the same images. If you're going to get a better result, you actually have to do something different. And what we teach is how to get outside of your own head to create different inputs for your web business.
Right, and this isn't necessarily just going out and copying everybody else. I mean, you've got to actually get creative here, correct?
Oh, yeah. You have to get creative. You have to start looking at different processes, different sequencing, and all that is part of the thinking that has to be in place to actually use the testing well. And this will work with your split testing, and it'll work with your multivariable testing.
So why is innovation so important when looking to get improved conversion rates for an online business?
Like we were saying before, most of the people...
You know what? I just asked you the same question.
Okay.
It's been a long weekend for me, too. I'm just Monday, you know.
No worries.
I'm sorry about that. Let me ask you what our listeners should look for when evaluating conversion improvement tools.
They should be looking for a couple of things. Ease of use. Will it work on their platform? Every platform is a little bit different. Every tool is a little bit different. Make sure you look at the specifications to make sure that you can actually use what it is you buy. The next thing you're looking for is relative accuracy. How is it looking to find out what that visitor is doing? Is it dropping a cookie? Is it looking at the log files? Just know what that is and know how it's tracking, because that will be an indicator on how accurate it's going to be.
You know, that's one thing you just mentioned, log files. That's one thing I guess I can appreciate about paying for Urchinol this year and not having it free, is that I no longer have to host those massive log files. Because we used to have to offload those things. They got so big. We had so many visitors.
Exactly.
Anyway, what should our listeners do today to improve their conversion rates and profitability?
I would say to start, get some type of tracking mechanism on your site today, even if it's not the most accurate in the world. Just by you knowing how people move through the site, then because you can see, you can actually start to improve something. You can get a baseline, and you can stop guessing as to what the marketplace is doing, and you'll know.
Right.
That'll take your stress down substantially, I promise.
That's always a good thing. So how about the next big thing, David, in the marketplace for testing and tracking? What's coming down the line?
Well, what I'm seeing now is that the keyword to sale tracking is becoming more and more prevalent. What I'm seeing happening now is that keyword is now dynamically generating the next page that the person is going to see, as though the website is now reading someone's mind, and they're keeping that tracking information. It's beyond personalization at this point. It's now at the point in the technology that what it is you're searching for, people expect to see what they're searching for on the next page after they click on that blue link. And now those pages are being dynamically generated, not just with product information, but also with ancillary information as well as other supporting evidence to say that this is the thing that you want to buy and this is the merchant you want to buy from. So it's no longer just a commodity situation. It is almost an intelligent website situation, which is now coming to pass.
Which is fantastic. I mean, that's what you need. You know, people want to learn what they want to see and give it to them.
And give
right?
it to them every time. I mean,
right.
it works with both in physical process optimization where, I mean, we wouldn't accept a 100%, no, a 99% failure rate in manufacturing. But yet in marketing, we accept a 1% conversion rate and act like that's okay.
Right.
See, so again, coming from the manufacturing background, I didn't know that one click, one sale was not acceptable. So I always strove that way.
Wow, wow. Well, that's a lot of great information, David. That is our show for today. David Bullock of davidbullock.com. That's DavidBullock. Check out that website. You're going to learn a lot about testing and tracking. Thank you for being here, David, and thank you all for listening to the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Show. Find written transcripts and audio archives at ebizshow.com. Join us again next week. I'm Chris Malta.
You've been listening to the Entrepreneur Magazine's eBiz Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Timely communications with clients and prospective clients is the lifeblood of any business. If you want your small business to project a Fortune 500 image, then check out the toll-free voicemail and virtual phone services at intouchsys.com. Now even home offices have affordable access to world-class features such as personalized greetings, multiple voicemail extensions, call forwarding, and music on hold. Calls are answered professionally 24/7. Automate many of the tasks that you normally handle by phone and fax, freeing up your time to build your business. There are no long-term contracts, no equipment to install, no busy signals, and no headaches. Starting at only $9.95 a month, it's like having your own personal assistant for pennies a day. Through strategic partnerships, we also provide you with tools to help keep your clients longer and have them happily refer others to you. Get a Fortune 500 image today with services from intouchsys.com. That's intouchsys.com.